Welcome to today's podcast. Our guest is Jennifer Roth, Medicare Account Executive at Emerson Reed. Today's topic is Medicare updates for 2020. Welcome to the podcast, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me, Shelley.
Well, here we are once again, fast approaching this October 15th date. It has special meaning for those that are Medicare eligible or soon to be Medicare eligible. So can you tell us a little bit about the significance of October 15th?
Yes. October 15th is when the Medicare annual enrollment period kicks off, and it runs until December 7th each year. And what that means is this is the time of year when brokers are doing their annual certifications and learning about the new products that will be available for the upcoming year. It's also the time of year when Medicare beneficiaries review the marketplace for any changes that might be in store for prescription drug plans or for their Medicare Advantage plan. But I do want to be clear that this is not the time of year when those folks who are enrolled in Medicare Supplement or Medigap plans, which are the traditional type of plans for folks who have Medicare, most folks are enrolled like that, but it's not the time of year when they make a change. Again, I just want to be sure to remind everybody that Medicare supplements and Medigap plans are the same thing. Those terms are synonymous.
Well, thank you for that quick overview of what is coming for us. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be changing for 2020?
Sure. One of the things that we've been hearing a lot about for the past year, year and a half, is changes to Medicare supplements or Medigap plans. Starting January 1 of 2020, plans C and plan F will be restricted to enrollments for Medicare beneficiaries that were or are Medicare eligible prior to January 1 of 2020. So, anyone turning age 65, January 1, 2020 or beyond, will not be able to enroll in either Plan C or Plan F. However, Plan G is a good alternative.
Well, that's a lot of changes and a lot of things that we need to be aware of. And I know that Medicare Advantage plans have been talked about a little bit more. And also, we haven't mentioned Part D plans yet. So can you tell us a little bit more about Medicare Advantage and Part D?
Sure. The Medicare Advantage plans are typically going to be HMOs or PPO plans. They are very network-driven, typically going to be more local or regional in nature. They are also typically going to be an all-in-one plan, meaning they're not only going to cover medical benefits, but they're also going to cover the prescription drug benefits. Often, these Medicare Advantage plans will also have some extra bells and whistles, such as some dental and vision preventative, as well as hearing preventative benefits as well. But again, they are all-in-one plans. As always, it's important to make sure that your docs remain in the hospital system, that prescription medications are still on your plan's formulary. If not, that's when you need to review the marketplace and possibly make a change for the upcoming year. Any Part D or prescription drug plan changes will apply to the Medicare Advantage plan structure. So there's been some changes to the Part D plans, but first I want to talk to you a little bit about the way a Medicare prescription drug or Part D plan works. They do have four distinct stages, if you will. The first stage is the deductible. The next stage is initial coverage level. And the third stage is coverage gap. This also used to be referred to as the donut hole. And once somebody gets out of the dreaded donut hole, they are in what's called catastrophic coverage. So for 2020, there are some changes to the thresholds for those four stages of a Medicare prescription drug plan. whether it's a standalone drug plan or a Medicare Advantage drug plan. The deductible stage, a Medicare Advantage plan can have a deductible that goes anywhere from $0 to $435. This is a change from 2019. The top line was $415 for that deductible last year. After one meets that deductible, they move into the initial coverage level stage. And the initial coverage level last year was $3,820. This year it's $4,020. So that has changed. So how does one meet that 40/20, the initial coverage level threshold? The way that that is calculated is a combination of not only what the member is paying for their prescription drug copay, but also what the insurance company is paying towards that. So it's a combination, actually the true cost or the actual cost of the medication is what's used to get to that 4,020 for 2020, if you will, the new amount. So once 4,020 in 2020 is met of prescription drug claims, then one moves into the coverage gap, also known as the donut hole. And you're in the donut hole until the threshold of 6,350 is met. Now that 6,350 is calculated a little bit differently than what we talked about on the initial coverage level, because it is calculated by virtue of what the member actually pays out of pocket. So, $6,350 is a bit of a high amount, but should somebody actually pay $6,350 out of their pocket towards their prescription drug copays and deductible, they then move into catastrophic coverage, where they should experience lower copays at that time. Note that these are calendar year deductibles thresholds, so these do reset each year.
Wow, thank you for that great detail about Part D plans as well as Medicare Advantage. I know that every year we hear about carriers that enter the Medicare market and carriers that decide they don't want to offer plans anymore. So can you give us a little bit of an update on carriers that are coming and going for 2020?
Sure. There have been some changes, Shelley, and the changes are specific to what we call standalone prescription drug plans. Folks who are enrolled in a standalone prescription drug plan are going to be folks who have a Medigap or a Medicare supplement plan, not a Medicare Advantage plan. So again, these are specific changes to those insurance carriers that offer standalone plans. The first one is with respect to Aetna's standalone prescription drug plans. They did need to divest all of their existing standalone prescription drug plans, and those plans were acquired by a company called WellCare.
Okay.
So for brokers that have members that were in the Aetna standalone drug plans come January 1, 2020, those folks will be moved into a WellCare plan. Brokers must contract and certify with WellCare to be able to continue to service those customers, as well as to receive any renewal compensation on those prior Aetna cases that will be WellCare come January 1, 2020, if those members don't make a carrier change.
Okay.
The second one is another national prescription drug plan carrier, very popular, by the name of SilverScript. SilverScript was then purchased by Aetna. I know it's very confusing. So the Aetna standalone prescription drug plans for January of 2020 will be SilverScript branded, and there will be two options for 2020. Any brokers who have SilverScript customers will need to contract and certify through Aetna to access these plans, be able to service their customers, as well as receive any renewal compensation on those prior SilverScript cases.
Wow, sounds like this is going to be another complicated year for Medicare. So with that, how would you help an individual find out what's best for them? What kind of tools do you use?
Sure. There are a variety of tools out there. We have some quoting tools, but one of the more popular tools that is used primarily to vet out prescription drug plans is the Medicare.gov Plan Finder tool. And in addition to, this is actually a plan that beneficiaries use, brokers use, and what it does is it shows those folks what's going to be the best plan for them for the upcoming calendar year based on their medication list. It basically makes a recommendation. What we're going to see change-wise for 2020 will be a different way of displaying those plan details, so it's important to keep an eye on those differences. And one of the things that is also a big change is we used to have the ability to house a member's Rx list or prescription drug list from year to year in the Medicare.gov Plan Finder tool. Unfortunately, that capability is going to be going away.
Well, that's not good news.
It's not good news, but what it's doing is it's readying for something that's called Blue Button 2.0 technology. And Blue Button 2.0 technology will enable Medicare beneficiaries to connect their claims data to various applications that quote, review, Medicare plans, and essentially import their claims data into these various tools. So starting 2020, some carriers will use this, so their clients will actually be able to import their unique prescription drug list directly to the carrier site or the Medicare.gov site. In the future, we expect that technology to expand to allow actual medical claims data. So, you know, that recommendation of plans will only be that much more robust.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for that information. I'd have to say that for me, it's been quite overwhelming and a lot to take in. So if I or others would have additional information or need help with an employee that has Medicare questions, or if I myself have questions, how would I seek further help from you or anyone else?
You're right, Shell. It is a lot to go over, a lot of changes, and this is not new. Each year things change, and we have a dedicated Medicare team to help you. So, you know, you or your employees, any questions that you may have, please don't hesitate to contact your Emerson Reed account executive. We're here for you. We're your resource for any and all Medicare-related issues.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Jennifer. I want to mention that this podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act on or rely on any of the information contained herein without seeking the advice of your attorney or tax professional. So thank you again, Jennifer, for being our guest. I hope you found this podcast information helpful. If you have any questions, please contact your account manager or salesperson.